Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, Shir 36. There's a story that Reb Benzion Feldman, the Talmud of the Chazon Ish, used to say over from his Rebbe, the Chazon Ish. There was once a girl that came to the Chazon Ish, and she was complaining that she meets so many boys, and everybody says no to her. And she feels dejected. She feels that nobody wants to marry her. What's going to be? How is she going to get married? And the Chazon Ish responded with a very powerful understanding. He said, let's say you have a job. You have to bring a letter to a certain family. You have to bring it to Mishpachas Schwartz. But you don't know where Schwartz lives. So you go into the apartment building. There's no names on the door. You knock on the first door and you say, hi, is this Mishpachas Schwartz? And they say, no, I'm sorry, this is not Mishpachas Schwartz. Do you start getting frustrated? Do you start yelling at them? Why are you not Mishpachas Schwartz? Of course not. Wherever Schwartz is, they live. And your job is to try to find which one is Mishpachas Schwartz. The Chazon Ish explained that that's how we should be viewing Shidduchim. Like we said previously, it's Nigzar Min HaShemayim how many people a person has to meet until they meet their ultimate Shidduch. But we have to understand when someone says no, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It means that they are not Mishpachas Schwartz. They are not the one that is supposed to be your Zivuk. It's not a problem with you. The Rebbeinu Shlom is showing you that this is not Mishpachas Schwartz. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say the same concept when it comes to every area in life. A person asks someone for a favor, and the person says no. You ask your friend to lend you money, and he says no. And you get upset. The Chofetz Chaim explains with the same concept. The Rebbeinu Shalom was geyser how you should be helped. If this person doesn't help you, it means that he's not Mishpachas Schwartz. There's somebody else that's supposed to help you. He's not the one that is supposed to help you. And that's how we should view every setback in life. It's not that there's something wrong with us. It's not that, Rachman al-Islam, we have an issue. It's simply that this is not the one that the Rebbeinu Shalom was geyser should bring us the Yeshua. But when we find that one, we Be'ezah Hashem will experience the Yeshua. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there's no reason to get upset at that person. He wasn't supposed to be the Shliach, and therefore he was not able to help you. He is not Mishpachas Schwartz. And therefore next time we go in to ask the boss for a raise, or to ask someone for a favor, or to try to get something from somebody, we have to remember that we are going to find out if this is Mishpachas Schwartz or not. It's not up to that person if he will help us or not. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be helped, Be'ezer Hashem, we will be helped. Nobody else can impact us at all.